Like, there's like a... Wait, record this.
Damn, this is the post show for episode 72.
Hey.
So...
Hey, it's all right if you want to put a condom on your dingus.
Like let's,
hey,
let's make a phone call.
About
let's make
Pope
a phone call to the
Fonz
Pope.
Now?
He's kind of a Jersey Italian guy.
Let's, call the Pope. Let's call the Pope right now. Why don't you
wait, what does the Pope sound like?
I don't know.
I think he has a heavenly
voice.
Wait,
hang on, Let me... I'll give you the setup. Remember, he is German. Of German descent.
He does look like Palpatine.
And he lives in near Rome. So, I'm going to call...
Hang on. The Pope's not ready yet.
Okay, I'm going to... Hang on. Let's do this. I'm going to call the... I'm going to call the Pope.
Go ahead. You have his number? It was like 888-POPE.
It's like 1-800-BOY-SLUT.
It's a long number.
Well, it's Italy.
You're still dialing. It's international. All right, are we ringing?
What are you doing?
I don't think it's going to ring no matter how hard you try.
Ring. Could you connect me with the Pope, please?
Yes, hello.
Hey, Pope. Jorge here with a question.
What is your question, my child?
So I recently read on the internet that you said in certain circumstances it's okay to use a condom. I wanted to...
Jimmy hat.
Okay.
Cock snuggie.
I guess that's what you guys call it in Europe.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm here in South Dakota. This is what us South Dakotans sound like. But, because I don't have very
that
many.
That seems irrelevant to the question.
Right.
Only now at the end do you see.
Okay.
That condoms are okay sometimes.
Okay. So.
My young apprentice.
Now, I'm trying to get clarification on when it's okay. I met this girl at the bar tonight, the Bouncing Jimmy.
I've been there.
It's a sports bar.
Good hot wings.
Okay, so she's 22, one leg. I'm not sure if she's Latino or black.
That sounds hot.
Is it okay to use a condom there?
Oh, you want to wrap that shit up.
Okay.
You definitely want to double bag that shit.
So she wants to bring her friend, Josefina.
That sounds kind of ghetto.
Okay. Well then, so does that mean not cool?
Yes, on the first one, no. On the second one, next question.
Hey, Pope here. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Wait, your name's Pope?
Wait, how did you get on my phone line?
That sounds...
No, it's a party line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go then.
Like, way too much of a coincidence.
Yeah. Like...
No, I'm not Pope. You're Pope.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm Eli.
Call me Chancellor Pope.
So
Counselor Pope.
I was kind of wondering, though, with so many rusty ventures to choose from... Which one? Like, is it okay to use condoms for all of those, or only some of them? I mean, what's your favorite rusty venture?
It's definitely going to screw up the one where you jizz in the guy's ass crack, and then you scoop the jizz up with your mouth, and then you spit it back into his mouth.
Well, what if you
hand job?
Is it okay if you jizz into the condom and then sort of drip that back out into his ass crack?
It's gonna have that rubbery taste. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I'm back. On the party line.
Oh, hey.
I had a question.
I will not let this republic that has stood for 1,000 years be split in two.
That kind of answers part of my question, but seeing that you're good friends with JC, my question is, do those holes bleed all the time? Or, I mean, how does that work? Are you still there, Pope?
Are you threatening me, Master Jedi? Wait, what?
I haven't gone through full Jedi training.
They only bleed 5 days out of the month.
Oh, okay.
Stigmata wounds.
All of them.
It's disgusting.
Because I'm sure that's awkward.
And he gets kind of bitchy.
Because of the whole...
I just stay away.
Oh, okay. But you guys hang out, right? I mean, It sounds like a cool party trick and all.
Once more, the Sith will rule the galaxy.
Okay.
We shall have peace.
Again, with the... I don't know. Maybe somebody else has a question on the party line.
Probably not, if I had to guess.
There he is.
Nope.
Oh.
That's it.
Your arrogance blinds you.
So, is this the part where I ask for my three wishes?
Now you will experience the full power of the Vatican. This fully armed
and
Vatican.
Operational.
No idea what I'm talking about anymore.
Oh, that's the pillar statue in the middle of
right.
the court.
Sure.
Wait, so then how did you guys feel when Tom Cruise robbed the Vatican?
No more questions.
Okay.
The fuck was that about? Jesus. No, literally, Jesus.
So Mythbusters were on Craig Ferguson, and they brought up their gaydom, like how they have a huge gay following.
Sure.
And they immediately brought up like Rule 34.
Yeah. Which Adam has all that shit on his laptop.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because then that made me think about your story because
Jesus and the Pope?
They asked what?
No.
Which story?
What?
Oh. They asked Craig Ferguson asked, he's like, is there anything that you guys are afraid of? Like when
our
you're,
fans.
When you're doing yeah, and that basically was like, well, yeah, our fans and Rule 34. And Craig Ferguson's like, what's Rule 34? And the whole thing got explained.
What's Rule 34?
Yeah. Speaking of which, I watched How to Shoot Down Your Dragon
how
or whatever.
Fuck a dragon in the dragon ass.
He's really good in that.
Craig Ferguson's in that?
Yeah.
Who is he, the dad?
No, he's the guy with one leg. Oh, he's the guy with one leg.
Oh, the armory guy.
Right.
And if you have the Blu-ray, there's like a short, like an animated short that obviously, or I wouldn't say obviously, it seems like he helped write. Because it's really funny, but it's really over the top. Like, over the top comedies.
The best thing about Woodstock. Oh, we totally forgot one of the questions. I'll save it for next time. The best thing about Woodstock.
There is
Adam's little bits were the part where he was trying to explain to Jamie how it was going to be okay to go on Craig Ferguson and be silly.
Oh,
that was great.
A little karaoke opening thing.
Yes, and how Jamie is like so uncomfortable with everything.
This doesn't even make any sense.
It's like, no, it's funny. It's funny because there's a humming part. I'm just going to stand there and hum. That's going to be stupid. And he's like, no, there's a humming part in the song. Everyone knows it. I've never heard this song before.
That was really awesome.
Jamie has managed to have like 40 jobs. He's, he's got to be 45 at least, if not closer to 50, if not 70. And has completely avoided pop culture his entire life. He has no idea what is happening outside of his sphere of weirdness.
Right. Well, there's no other explanation for the hat and the mustache.
No, none at all.
Like,
no.
That's the only way that could have happened.
The reason he reminds me of Wes is because it's that point you reach where you're like, I know I'm smarter than most people. I also don't understand most people. I also don't really give a shit about what other people do, and I like this thing. And at no point do you equate,
right.
Is this thing incredibly bizarre,
Sure, why not?
And to,
why would you?
And to have a personal uniform that, his clothing is striking, sure. To never wear anything but that, okay, whatever. You've found a look that works for you. The mustache is the point where you say, I'm making a commitment to looking a certain way that is going to hinder nearly everything I do for the rest of my life. He can't even eat food like a normal person. He has these fucking baleen hanging from his mouth to like sift krill. God damn it. I mean, every time you hear Adam talk about it, he like has to lift up his mustache to eat a sandwich and then like clean it after every bite. It's gross.
There's something gross with that.
Okay.
Don't discriminate.
I can't believe we completely forgot to talk about Josh's Chester A. Arthur on the show, too.
Oh, yeah.
What?
His face.
My Van Buren.
Do you have to notice it again? After,
I keep forgetting.
Yeah, you can see my chin now.
It's still there.
Yeah.
There was that episode, that guest comic of mine that someone did with the different beards, and that was one of them. I think he called it the Chester A. Arthur.
that is proper terminology.
Do you have anything else for the post show?
We're doing a recreation of Thanksgiving.
Wait, what?
The Josh's, first Thanksgiving?
No. Yeah. Oh.
Josh is going to play a black slave. And
there were no slaves at Thanksgiving.
And, no.
That's what they want you to think.
Right.
It's a conspiracy.
Yeah, I wish we could go to that. Our in-laws are coming into town, so we can't probably be here all day, every day.
In-laws lame.
How are y'all? How do you not have family to go to?
My dad broke his hip.
They're just
he's kind of isolated.
Stuck.
I might go down there for a while, but what we do need to figure out, and we can do this later. But I don't know exactly when we need to do this, but we want to do it before the year's over. Is watch Robo Geisha?
Jesus, this pen is leaking all over me.
We'll figure out Robo Geisha before the year's
Geisha
over.
Geisha is chainsaw.
If not, I really don't want to do it for New Year's. I would rather do the...
I'm not going to be here for New Year's anyway.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
So. Are you going to be gone for like the rest of the year? Pretty
Starting
soon?
Today?
No, I'm saying like soon enough.
Well, no. I mean, I'll be here for Christmas, but I'm gone. I'll be up in Minneapolis for New Year's.
Yeah. Well, we're still doing our... Well, I don't know if we figured out doing the... Last year we didn't do the win, loser, draw, New Year's blowout.
Oh, right. That's fun.
We skipped that last year.
You have to bring that for Thanksgiving, though.
We'll see. I need to get that to fit.
Do it.
Wait, bring what? The board?
Yeah.
The easel?
Oh.
But no, that's it. What were we talking about?
All right, then we're done. Post show, over. Drink your juice.
No, I don't drink that juice. What?
I can break these cuffs.
You can't break these cuffs. I'm gonna break these cuffs. You can't break those cuffs. I'm gonna break these cuffs. You can't break those cuffs. Okay. That is